potatoes started. Mom and Dad will be here in a minute.
I'm on it. One order of sauteed potatoes coming up. Oh, baby, the table setting looks fabulous. Thank you.
Well, I like to make things extra special when Mom and Dad come over.
The potatoes! Wow!
That's Mom and Dad!
Hello!
Just a minute!
Just a minute! Come in! Come in!
Oh, what's going on?
Yeah!
Hey!
Hi, Mom and Dad!
What
are
you guys?
Hi.
Hey.
Come on in.
Oh, looks like we're going to have to eat out tonight.
Little grease fire, nothing ruined.
Oh, that's all
right. No, you're in for a delicious meal.
I think we ought to get a little air in here, please.
Dad. Let me give you a hand with that. There's a little trick to that, okay? Camera here. You have the phone?
The phone?
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Now, why didn't I think of that?
Well, Mom and Dad, look around. You notice anything different? Oh, your neighbors across the way have new curtains. Oh, come on, you're not looking close enough.
Okay.
Come on, come on. Ta-da! This is the baby's room.
Baby's room?
Yes.
Behind the screen?
Yeah.
You see, this way, the baby has privacy. And we have privacy.
Well, Elvin, if you got enough of these Chinese screens, you could turn this into a 9-room apartment.
Well, why doesn't everyone sit down?
Okay.
I'll help you, sir.
Now, Elvin, you got to help me because the last time I was here, wherever I sat, something fell apart.
Yeah, it's not like that anymore. Just pick a seat.
Okay.
Try this one.
Now, what about the arm on this one? I remember this arm, but this is...
You see what I did? I took an arm from another chair and I fixed this chair. I'm really into home repair.
Yes, you
now.
Did. You take an arm to it. Elvin, why are the wires hanging out of the wall?
Oh, this is another one of my repairs. Uh-huh. See, this used to be like 3 bare wires sticking out of the wall, but what I did was I put an outlet on top of it. I can plug an air conditioner in here now if I ever get one.
Yeah, you can put an air conditioner there if you get a window.
Oh.
Shouldn't the landlord be doing that electrical work?
Yeah, well, you know, I called Mr. Reeder about these things 5 or 6 times just this week, but, you know, it's like wasting your time, so I just figured I'd do it myself.
Well, you gotta keep at it. I mean, lots of landlords try to get out of doing repairs.
Yeah.
Well, bon appetit.
Okay. What kind of meat was this?
That's veal, Dad. We splurged.
How long did you cook it, son?
6 hours.
Well, Elvin, veal only takes about an hour to cook.
Mom, I know, but our stove only goes up to 95 degrees, so I have to cook it a few extra hours, and then I zap it in the microwave to seal in the juices. And...
You cook this for 8 hours and then put it in the microwave?
Yeah. Listen, how about some hot dogs? I can pop them in the microwave.
Can you
They'll
do
be
them?
Done in a minute, yeah.
It's hot dogs. Get with the hot dogs. All the way around. Make mine done.
Coming up.
Okay.
Well, Mom, why don't you have a roll? They're homemade.
All right. Thank you, sweetie.
Yeah. These are potatoes, aren't they? All right. Got that right. So Cajun style.
Yeah. Cajun experiment.
Yeah. Burnt on the outside and raw on the inside.
Crispy, Dad. They're crispy on the inside.
Oh, well, whatever it is, I got to wash this stuff down. Wash it down with a glass of water. Hey! Look out there!
Oh, Dad, that happens when someone takes a shower on the third floor.
Yeah, I can believe it. I'll send this to the lab in the morning.
Sandra, you're paying rent here and you're having a baby. You need fresh, clean water, dear.
Well, Mom, we're going to get bottled water.
It's all right, Mom, Dad. Come up, Dad. It's all right. It's the hot dogs. They exploded. It's not like I don't know how to use this thing. We have these power surges all the time. Well, we invented something. Wiener bits.
Right. Albert, call the landlord and ask him to come down here right now.
Dad, he's probably having dinner. I don't really want to bother him.
Come here, Albert. Call the landlord.
I see a lot of cases of landlord neglect all the time. You really got to stay on these people.
Hello, Mr. Reeder? Yes, it's Elvin Thibodeau. 5B? Yeah, hi. Listen, we're having some problem with the water and the pipes and electricity and some other things, too. I was wondering, could you... I mean, is it possible if you could maybe come up... Oh, no. Oh, that's fine. You know, next week is okay.
Elvin... Tell the man that your mother-in-law is here and that she's an attorney.
Mr. Reeder? Yeah, my mother-in-law, who's here now, would like you to know that she's an attorney. Oh, great. Great, thanks. Thanks a lot. He's coming right up.
Oh, now, Mom, please, when he comes here, let us handle it.
Well, of course. This is your home.
That's Fritz. He plays tuba in a polka band.
Does he play often?
No, only during the day. And sometimes we move the furniture out of the way and dance.
Hi, Mr. Reeder. Come here.
Evening, Mr. Thibodeau. Mrs. Thibodeau.
Hello.
I'd like you to meet my in-laws. This is my father-in-law, Dr. Huxtable.
How do you do?
My mother-in-law, the attorney.
I got here as fast as I could.
Mr. Reeder, we need to discuss something with you. The brown water, we don't want it anymore.
Oh, but I have explained that to you. The entire building needs a plumbing overhaul. But if I do that, then I have to raise everyone's rents.
Well, what about the window? Can you fix that?
Okay, that I can do. Oops, that's my beeper. I gotta go. Goodbye.
You know, that guy works too hard. Every time he's up here, he gets beeped.
He probably had somebody to beep him, Elvin, to give him an excuse to get out of here.
No. You think so?
I think the man should be reported to housing authorities, and I think the papers will be ready and on my desk Monday morning, because I don't want my grandchild growing up in this place, sticking his fingers in light sockets, drinking brown water from behind that screen.
And I think you need to think about the child being able to sleep through the night without people showering and the sink attacking the child.
Dad, are you telling me that I won't be able to take care of my own child?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Well, you implied it.
Well, you look like you're going to knock somebody down. That's not what I implied.
Can we not do this? My wife is pregnant. I don't think she should get upset.
Well, listen now, I think everybody needs to just settle down here so that we can state very calmly what it is we want to say. And I want to say, Elvin and Sandra, very calmly, that the two of you should consider, very seriously consider, getting out of this apartment.
Well, look, if it's a problem of money, moving to a new place...
Mom, Dad, as we have told you many, many times before, we insist on supporting ourselves.
We appreciate your offer, Dad, but no thank you.
Okay, fine, and stay here.
Okay, fine. We will.
Fine.
Fine.
Oh, I'm telling you, brown water coming out of the faucet, a microwave that gets power surges and turns veal into rubber tires. I looked out the window and there was a pigeon out on the ledge looking at me going...
Would you should see their faces when they're in this place. They're in love with it. They say it has character.
Yeah. You're not going to get those two out of that apartment.
Russell is right. He says you have a daughter who's just as mule-headed as you were.
Why don't
you? I always told you that someday you're going to have a child that frustrated you just as much as you frustrated me. I'm just glad I'm around to see it.
Well, I'm not the issue here.
But you are the issue. This girl learned everything she knows about stubbornness from you.
Mom.
No, don't mom me. I remember it clearly. You were in med school. Claire was carrying Sandra. You lived in a one-room apartment over a trucking company.
18-wheelers went in and out of there like bees at the hive. The noise was like a thunderstorm. Night and day. Whenever one of those trucks rolled in, the whole room began to bounce up and down.
And I was always saying to you, Heathcliff, let your father and me help you.
Yeah, but you were too proud.
The original mule head.
Homie, and Claire loved it.
When did I ever say I loved it? Huh? When did I ever say I loved it? I said I would live in it because I loved you, but the place was a dump.
And you two should go over and talk to Sandra.
Yes, you should.
You're the ones to talk sense into them.
Go into that place. I was over there the first day they moved in. I sat in the chair, the bottom fell out. I was on the floor. Then I sat on the couch, and a spring popped up and stuck me in the behind. Never set foot in that place again. You know, I've even had nightmares about that apartment.
So, Denise, how's it been going?
Now, I'm not here to talk about me. I'm here to talk about you guys.
Well, what's up?
Well, I heard you guys had a fight with Mom and Dad last night.
Yeah, we did.
So I'm here. Now, you know that I've been behind both of you guys 100% when you decided to drop out of law school, med school. I thought, hey, that's great. These guys are deciding to live their own lives. When you told me that you wanted to open a wilderness store, I thought, it's a little flaky, but wacky kids, they just might make it work. But when Mom and Dad told me that you turned down their offer to help you move into a better apartment, that's when I thought, they're nuts. Come on, Sandra, Elvin, pack up. Move.
Wait a minute. Did Mom and Dad put you up to this?
No, they don't even know I'm here. I'm acting alone.
Denise, we happen to like our apartment, even if you don't.
I'm not putting down your apartment. It's wonderful. It's got character. It's charming. But come on. You can't act like children for the rest of your lives. It's time for you to grow up.
Oh, who are you telling to grow up? You dropped out of school, and then when Mom and Dad wanted you to go back, you wouldn't even listen to them.
Sandra, that is because in my case, Mom and Dad didn't make any sense, okay? They know what they were talking about here. Come on! You guys are having a baby, a little bambino, another life. Would you actually consider raising a kid in this place?
Look, Denise, as long as we love this child, it doesn't matter where we raise it.
Please. As soon as this kid can talk, it's gonna say, call me a taxi. I'm out of here.
I just don't remember a more difficult time with the children. Every time I turn around, there's a kid with bad news.
Well, hello, everybody.
Hi. Oh, Lord.
So glad you're here for this. There's some people you know out in the living room who have something to say to you. Please, don't say anything. Just follow me.
Okay. I know exactly what this is all about. She's told all the children to drop out of school, and they're going to make an album called Parents Don't Know What They're Doing, and they're going to turn our bedroom into a recording studio.
Hi. Well, let's get this meeting started here. Now, something happened last night and involves some bad feelings between members of this family, so I think it's only appropriate that we kick off this meeting with some apologies, Sandra, Elvin.
We're sorry.
We're very sorry.
Mom, Dad, Sandra just apologized.
We accept.
I told Sandra and Elvin that I'd be able to get you guys to apologize.
Yeah, but that's your problem.
All right, we apologize. We are very sorry that we had words last night. Cliff?
What? Right. Apologize.
Oh, our son just apologized. He's not as mule-headed as we thought.
It's not over yet, Russell.
Mom and Dad, we came over because we agree that for the baby's sake, we need a new apartment.
All right!
Oh. Now, we may need to borrow a little money. Not a lot, just a little, so that we can get a larger place and one that's in better shape.
Yeah.
We're very happy to hear that.
And we'd like to give you the conditions under which we will borrow the money.
You're gonna tell us the conditions under which you're gonna borrow our money.
Dad, huh? just hear them out.
Okay, well, number one, you have to charge us interest.
Yeah, you better believe that.
Number two, if we don't pay you back within 1 year, you charge us a 5% penalty.
I can think even better than that.
And number three, we offer you as collateral all of our furniture.
What else you got?
Just our word.
Well, that's better than the furniture, and you got a deal.
There you go.
Gentlemen, perhaps you should shake on this.
All right, shake. Consider shook.
All right.
Now, Elvin, you know, if I were you, I wouldn't have agreed so soon. I'd have insisted on one more term.
What's that?
At no time during the loan can Cliff hold it over your head that you owe him money.
Yeah.
It's too late. We already shook on it. Hey, what's everybody doing?
Hi. Sandra and Elvin are moving, and they agreed to borrow the money from Dad.
Where are you guys moving to?
Well, we don't know yet. We're going to start looking immediately.
Really? Hey, you guys are in luck. This apartment I saw today be perfect for you.
I thought it was understood that you were going to live in a dorm, not an apartment.
Oh, well, I wasn't officially looking at the apartment. I just couldn't resist the ad in the paper, so I checked it out. Here, it's circled.
Bachelor Pleasure Den, Young Singles Building.
No, the other one that's circled.
Yeah, come on.
One-bedroom family building, reasonable rent. Honey, look.
Hey, we should go check it out before somebody takes it.
I'm all for that.
All right, let's hit it. Let's get to the station wagon.
I think I'll stay behind. I don't want to see this apartment until someone assures me that it won't give me nightmares.
Dad, if Sandra and I like this place, we're going to take it. I mean, there's nothing in the agreement that says you have to approve of it or anything.
Yeah, well, we can put it in the agreement.
It's too late. We already shook on it.
And then Marlo Myers, famous girl detective, looked the evil scientist in the eye and said,
I'm not afraid of you, Dr. Dredd. I have the truth on my side.
Dr. Dredd took a step forward and laughed evilly. Then Marlo Myers picked up an ancient Egyptian vase and said,
we'll see who laughs last when you get this between the eyes.
Hey,
Grandpa.
Hey, Grandpa.
Well, where's everybody else?
They are at Sandra and Elvin's packing boxes.
Does that mean they've taken the apartment?
Oh, yeah, they loved it. Everybody flipped out as soon as they walked in.
Even Dad had to admit I came through.
Oh, what's the apartment like?
It's nothing spectacular. Water's clean. They get power all the time. You know what I mean? Nothing's making noises. And the pigeon on the windowsill looked at me and said...
Ta-da!
That's a gorgeous chicken.
Smells delicious.
Yeah, I think takeout was a good idea.
Well, Elvin, weren't you going to make a salad?
Yeah, I burned it. Sorry.
Elvin, how do you burn a salad?
Well, you see, it was one of those gourmet warm-em-up spinach salads. Something got out of control. I'm not sure. Fritz is playing Misty. That was the song that he was playing when I carried Sandra over the threshold. It brings back such memories.
Well, Elvin, I ran into Fritz today in the hall, and I told him that this was our last evening in the apartment.
You mean Fritz is playing a farewell song for us? I'm going to miss this place.
I say let's have a toast. Let's lift our glasses high in honor of Sandra, Elvin, and the new apartment.
Yes, and here. Let us have a toast also to the fact that Sandra and Alvin are moving to a place with clear water.
Here's to the baby's wonderful grandparents whose generosity has made this move possible.
Here, here.
Here, here. Here.
And here's to Fritz.
Hmm, what's he got to do with it?
I wonder who that could be.
Must be Fritz.
Mr. Reeder, hi.
Mr. Thibodeau, I have a young couple here who are interested in renting the apartment. Could I please show it to them?
Does anyone mind if Mr. Reeder shows the apartment?
Very much, sir. Sure.
Thank you. Mr. and Mrs. Jenkins, this way, please.
Hi.
Hi.
Sorry for intruding.
No, that's fine. Come in.
Thank you.
Hi.
Hello.
Well, here you are.
This is nice.
I know.
Oh, but we've seen a lot of places, but nothing comes close to this place.
Sounds like you're interested.
Yeah, we'll take it.
Why don't we go down to my office so you can sign the lease?
Okay, all right.
Sweet pie, the furniture really goes with the apartment. I mean, it's eclectic funk. I wonder if they're taking it with them, hmm?
Well, it doesn't hurt to ask. Excuse us.
We were wondering if maybe you'd consider selling us your furniture.
Well, we were thinking of taking it with us.
No, you weren't. Make us an offer, son.
Is $200 fair?
$10.
Man, this is amazing. We just graduated from Yale a week ago without a clue where we'd be living.
Your parents must be tickled as they can be.
They are.
Nobody could be happier for you than me. Let's go downstairs.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye now.
What about that cracked window?
Ah, no problem. It will be fixed by the end of the week.
That's right. You'll be gone, too.
The show was taped before a studio audience.